Hello and welcome to the Friday, November 20th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. One of the demos I always perform in our Defending Web Applications class is Beef, the Browser Exploitations Framework, because it really shows nicely how easy it is, even for a not very sophisticated attacker, to exploit simple vulnerabilities like cross-site scripting to their fullest extent. Well, we got today a great guest diary by Pascal. Pascal is writing about Beef, but not how to use it. Instead, how to detect that it was used on a system, in particular doing a memory analysis and then writing Jara signatures in order to pull out what Beef module was used and, well, if Beef was used in general. Really helpful because Beef itself does not typically write anything to disks, so it can be really difficult to figure out whether or not it was used in a particular attack if you're just relying on disk-based methods. And tracking software published by Indian company Silverpush has been analyzed. The interesting part about this tracking software is that it essentially receives signals from TV or radio, rather audio broadcasts that are not audible to the normal listener, but can be picked up by mobile applications that are running on cell phones within audio range of that particular broadcast. The way it's supposed to work is that you have a mobile app running while you're watching TV. As part of the TV broadcast, there is a very high-pitched tone being sent that then instructs this mobile application to send a notice to some kind of advertisement server with, for example, an identifier for the particular mobile phone. This SDK has been found in a number of applications. At this point, it mostly appears to be targeting India. Nielsen does actually use a similar system for its ratings, but in order to participate in Nielsen's system, you do have to actually sign up and you do have to agree, while this Silverpush SDK is mostly targeting applications that would like to collect this information without explicitly warning their user that this is what's happening. And just in time for the Christmas shopping season, Amazon quietly rolled out two-factor authentication. It's not actually advertised on the site, and I can't really find a page to easily link to, but if you're going to change your password, one new option that apparently was added about 2 weeks ago is to add a second factor for two-factor authentication. Now, we have the shopping season starting and, of course, Thanksgiving week coming up. With that, I also want to just point out twofactorauth.org. That is a website that lists different sites that do support two-factor authentication, how to sign up for it. It's probably one of the things sort of to bring home to the family over Thanksgiving is how to set up a two-factor authentication for some of the more important accounts, like in particular online banking and the like. And in case you don't go back home and eat a lot of food next week and need something else to do, there is an interesting, relatively new honeypot project, HoneyPie. The nice part about this is it's very extendable and not that terribly hard to sort of add additional emulators and protocols to it. So if you're looking for something to have fun with, it's a nice sort of low to medium interaction honeypot. And Aries cable modems apparently have a backdoor in the backdoor, so to speak. There is a well-known SSH server or Telnet server on these cable modems with a default password, but the default password of Aries usually doesn't give you a shell. Instead, it just gives you another password dialog. Well, it turns out that this password is not the same across all modems, but instead it is created based on the serial number, and that algorithm now has been reverse engineered. So with the serial number, you'll now be able to create that password. Now, a while ago, Aris did purchase Motorola's cable modem business, and if you have one of those Motorola surfboard modems, they're now being sold as an Aris modem. I still have one of the older Motorola surfboard modems, and on my modem at least, this particular backdoor did not work. And we also got a new version of Nmap. Nmap version 7 was released. Just a couple of the highlights. It does now have better IPv6 support. Also, SSL TLS scanning got improved. And got a couple new scans, like for some of the recent SSL vulnerabilities got added. So take a look at it. And as usual, of course, Nmap is one of those tools you really can't ignore. And that's it for today. This weekend, if you're in Jacksonville, B-Sides will happen on Saturday. So take a look at B-Sides Jax. And with that, talk to you again on Monday. Bye.